Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is July 13th, 2018, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. This is an SGEM Extra. It's summertime here in Canada, and season number 6, yes, number 6 of the SGEM is coming to an end. I hope the SGEMers out there in the Northern Hemisphere are getting some time off for holidays with family and friends. But there will still be new content uploaded over the summer. We do have the monthly SGEM Hot Off the Press, or SGEM Hop, episodes from Academic Emergency Medicine scheduled for July and August. The SGEM has continued to grow over the last year and has close to 36,000 subscribers. This knowledge translation project has been so successful because of listeners like you and the guest skeptics. Now, the goal of the SGEM continues to be to cut that KT window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. It does this by doing a structured critical review of a recent publication and then disseminating the information using the power of social media. We want patients to get the best care based on the best evidence. Now, during July and August, I will be getting ready for season number 7. We already have some great shows lined up with some familiar guest skeptics like the E.M. Swami and Bob. And there's also some new ones like Allison and Simon. But don't panic, you will not go into withdrawal, because here, today, we are releasing SGEM season number 4 as a PDF book. It's a way for me to thank you for all the support and encouragement over the last 6 years. So please feel free to share this 235-page book via your social media networks like email, Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. There have been 5 changes. What a big surprise, right? 5 changes to the SGEM Season Number 4 PDF book version. We've added a new format with a black background. There's new fonts and graphics. Chris Carpenter, that Jerry E.M. guru who wrote the book on evidence-based medicine. No, seriously, he wrote a book on evidence-based medicine. He updated his chapter on evidence-based medicine. And then we got Justin Morgenstern from First 10 E.M., and he's put in a chapter on a simplified guide to approaching the literature. And the 5th change is we've added a chapter by Anthony Crocco, that PEDS EM superhero who does sketchy EBM. And he has a chapter on sketchy EBM where he encourages you to draw your own conclusions. Now, if you're looking for the inspiring theme music from each episode of the SGEM, you can now find them on Spotify. Of course, most of them are from the 1980s. Now, this knowledge translation project continues to be part of the Free Open Access to Medical Education movement, or FOMED. I continue to strongly believe we should share our intellectual capital and efforts with everyone around the world with no paywalls. This information should be for anyone, anywhere, at any time. I also believe that patients deserve excellent care from the moment they reach out for emergency help, during their acute care, and all the way to their follow-up outpatient management. We should be all striving to have an NNT, a number needed to treat, of 1. Every single patient is an opportunity to help, and it is a privilege to be involved in their life, and sometimes their death. Well, SGEM season number 4 could not have been put together without the help of Joshua Neferatos. Joshua is a 5th-year medical student at Cleveland Clinic Lerner College of Medicine and a 5-year physician investigator training program. Joshua was helped by Lucas Lin. Lucas is a 2nd-year medical student at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine. So please download and share the book via your social media. You can download season number 1, season number 2, season number 3, and now season number 4 by clicking links that will be available in the show notes. And now, if there's one last thing that you could do for me in return, that would be most excellent. Please write a review on iTunes, like the SGEM on Facebook, and follow the SGEM on Twitter. And remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.